A good deed cannot negate a bad deed.
Is the suffering a net result of the addition and subtraction of bad karma and good karma?
No, addition and subtraction does not occur. The deeds do not cancel each other out. This has been a rule since the existence of this world. People would take advantage of it if this were the case. The smart people would end up doing 100 good deeds and 10 bad deeds, leaving 90 credits of good deeds. Nature makes sure that both good and bad deeds are experienced.
Dada, is it true that when we do any kind of charitable work like building a hospital, the fruit of the other negative karmas we have done will be less intense?
No, it is not reduced. There is no subtraction or addition in the account. New karmas are bound for the good deeds, but one will have to suffer the consequences of harming others. Otherwise, all the calculating, business-minded people will subtract the bad karmas and keep the profit. It is not like that. Natural law is exact. If you have done any harm just even once, its fruits will come. 2 bad deeds will not be deducted from 100 good deeds. Both have to be suffered separately.
So the fruits of these good karmas and bad karmas are separate?
The fruits of bad karmas will be bad, and the fruit of good karmas will be good. Nothing increases or decreases. What kind of law prevails in nature? Say you do $100 worth of good karmas by donating to a charity, but you also do $5 worth of bad karma by insulting someone. The $5 will become a debit in your account, and the good deed of $100 will become a credit. The law is very precise. If this were not so, then all the businessmen would credit debit all the time and ensure that they had a net credit balance. There would never be any unhappiness, and so no one would ever seek liberation, because there would be nothing but good deeds. So the law credits 100 and loans you 5, which is not deducted. You will have to experience whatever credit you accumulate. Excessive credits will bring excessive fruits, which become cumbersome to enjoy. After a while, you will tire from too much of a good thing. Too much credit becomes cumbersome, and too much debit also becomes cumbersome. One becomes tired of all the luxuries and wants to revert back to simplicity. This is because whatever comforts the experience are not real. It is not the bliss of the self. Rather, it is imaginary and temporary happiness. One never tires or becomes dissatisfied with the permanent bliss of the pure soul.
The path of liberation from bondage of karma.
Dada, how can we be free of the karmas bound in the previous lives? We have some notion that we're here because of good and bad karmas in our past life. How can we find a solution to the problem?
Now, if someone bothers you, you should understand that you must have done something bad to him in your past life, and now he's returning the favor. So you must resolve the situation calmly and peacefully. But because you cannot remain peaceful, you end up sowing new seeds of karma. There's only one way to deal with karmas bound from the previous life, and that is through peace and equanimity. You should not have a single bad thought about other people. You should simply feel that you are experiencing your account, and that whatever the person may be doing to you is all an account of your own karma. You should understand that you are suffering because of your own previous bad deeds. Only then is there any freedom. As a matter of fact, he's giving you such a difficult time because of the unfolding effect of your own karma. He is simply an instrument. All the troublemakers of this world are merely instruments. Even he that steals $100 from you in the street is an instrument. It is your own account. Why is it that you were awarded the prize and not someone else?
The importance of prayer while suffering karma.
Dada, what I want to know is if the effect of the karma can be changed through prayer.
The effect of karma is composed of parts. One aspect is such that it can be eliminated with prayer. A second type can be eliminated with a little spiritual effort. The third type is the one that no matter how strong the spiritual effort, there's no escape from the suffering. It is too sticky.
But if the karmas are very sticky, doesn't prayer make a difference?
It makes no difference. Although, at the time of praying, there may be some peace.
Does one get the strength to experience the fruits of the karma by praying?
No, the misery is the effect on you. With prayer, you can experience a portion of happiness in misery. But it is difficult for the prayer to remain continuously. When situations are bad and the mind is spoiled, it is hard to keep praying. If it is possible to keep praying, it would be the ideal thing. And one should do it by recalling and remembering Dada, who himself is free from his body. If you recall the one who is not attached to his body and then say the prayers, the prayer will stay. Otherwise, it will not.
Under those circumstances, praying does not come to mind.
It would not come to mind. One's awareness would disappear and his ability to remember would be gone too.
The binding of vows to Dev-Devis.
Does one bind karma for making any kind of vows to any Dev or Devis, or celestial bodies?
Certainly, karmas are bound when a vow is taken. By doing so, we ask them to do something for us. They may even oblige us by doing something. We give them something in return, which is why we bind karma.
Dada, by staying with a saint, can one be freed from binding karma?
The binding of karmas is reduced. You will bind karmas of merit, and this does not hurt you. The karma of demerit is not bound.
Awareness against the binding of karma.
What can one do to prevent the creation of karma?
If you have bad thoughts or negativity, you should immediately confess them to God. The thoughts will linger as long as there is an account. Just confess to God that you have had bad thoughts and that you are asking for forgiveness and vow never to do it again.
Dada, if someone commits a murder and then repents in front of God, how can that person be freed from that karma?
Yes, he can be freed. But if he feels contentment after killing, then he will bind very serious bad karma, and if he repents for his actions, he will bind a light karma.
So, regardless of what he does, he still binds karma, Dada?
They are bound and then released. The murder that takes place is really a karma that discharges its effect to become free. When does the binding occur? It is bound at the time when the thought enters one's mind that it is okay to kill. At that time, a new karma is bound. If, while the karma is discharging, he repents, then he can escape its consequences of effect. Killing will have grave consequences. The killer will be disgraced and even suffer all kinds of disease within the body, effect of effect. Everything will have to be suffered here and here only. The new karmas that are bound will not be very sticky when he repents sincerely. The process of killing is karma effect, and it has to be suffered. One must accept the fruit of karma, but if repentance is done wholeheartedly, then the new karma will become light. If the killing is done with enthusiasm, then the newly bound karma will be very grave. A man is forced to kill a deer to feed his family. By killing, he commits a bad karma. A prince, on the other hand, goes deer hunting for sport and is thrilled when he manages to kill a deer. Now, in both situations, a deer has been killed. One kills for food and the other for his enjoyment. The man who kills for food will end up from the human form into the animal form. The prince, however, who does not eat the meat but hunts for sport and pleasure, will go to hell. The karma was the same for both, but their intentions were different. People are not aware of these rules, so they need someone like me to explain it to them.